Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. It is Monday, August 24th, 2026. Today's theme is selective exposure. Powerful models do not always need to appear as unrestricted chat boxes. They can sit behind a purpose-built interface that narrows the task, limits the tools, returns a specific artifact, and asks an accountable person to approve the result. That interface is becoming part of the security boundary. Our first story is about cyber defense. Anthropic has made Claude Mythos 5 available inside the public beta of Claude Security for enterprise customers. Claude Security scans a customer-owned codebase. It returns vulnerability findings with common weakness enumeration categories, confidence and severity ratings, and a suggested fix for human review. The important detail is what users do not receive. Running a scan does not grant general access to Mythos on other surfaces. Anthropic is also working with security partners that can use Mythos in the background for a defined defensive task and expose an alert or patch instead of a general prompt box. Anthropic argues that this reduces risk. A user can receive the defensive outcome without being able to redirect a highly cyber-capable model toward exploit development. This pattern is called outcome gating. It is useful, but it is not a proof of safety. A generated patch can still contain a vulnerability. A detailed finding can reveal a sensitive attack path. Repository text can attempt prompt injection. A narrowly designed interface can still have an authorization bug. The advantage is that capability is mediated by enforceable workflow structure, rather than a sentence in a prompt asking the model to behave. For defensive scanning, separate discovery from remediation. Let the scanner propose a finding and patch. Then use an independent environment to reproduce the vulnerability, apply the proposed change, run security and regression tests, and request approval from an owner who did not generate the patch. Anthropic also announced $35 million in credits for open source security through its Defender Advantage Fund. The initial focus includes patching live vulnerabilities, creating repeatable scanning and remediation workflows, and supporting broader security improvements for open source projects. Our second story moves coding agents into shared team spaces. Salesforce has introduced Slack Code. Its code channels are project-specific workspaces where teams can invite partner agents such as Claude, Devin, GitHub Copilot, ChatGPT, and Versal agents. People in the channel can follow the conversation and plan, inspect diffs, view live previews, redirect the agent, and approve work before it ships. The channel can be created automatically when an agent is tagged. When the project is complete, the channel archives while preserving its history. The interesting shift is from single-player prompting to multiplayer supervision. A product manager, designer, engineer, and reviewer can see the same session instead of receiving a late summary from one developer's private browser tab. Shared visibility, however, is not the same as shared authority. A person who can comment in Slack should not automatically gain permission to merge a protected branch. A product manager may steer requirements without having production deployment rights. An engineer may approve a pull request without being allowed to change customer data. The agent should receive only the permissions required for the current action. Think of effective permission as an intersection. Start with the channel policy. Intersect it with the requesting user's rights. Then intersect that with the agent identity, the repository or service policy, and a task-specific grant. Record the requester, executor, and approver as separate identities. The archive channel is useful context, but the canonical evidence should remain an immutable commit, independent CI results, signed approvals, and a release record in the system that performs the deployment. Our third story is about production agent building blocks. Anthropic has made computer use, the skills API, and the files API generally available on the Claude platform. Computer use can now take several actions in one turn. A new browser use tool combines screenshots with the structure of the page, helping the agent target a particular field or button rather than relying only on coordinates. The skills API lets a team upload and version folders containing instructions, scripts, and templates. Claude loads a skill only when the task calls for it. The files API stores documents an agent reads and writes. A document can be uploaded once, referenced by identifier in later requests, and downloaded when the agent creates an output. Anthropic says the service now includes automatic expiration and up to 1 terabyte of storage per organization. Together, the three services create distinct control planes. Computer and browser use define what the agent may do. Skills define the approved procedure it should follow. Files define the durable inputs and outputs available to the task. That separation makes governance easier. A team can revoke browser access without deleting a procedure. It can update a skill without re-uploading every document. It can expire sensitive files independently from the chat that once referenced them. But those life cycles must truly be independent. Deleting a conversation does not necessarily delete a file. Expiring an input does not remove facts copied into an output. Build a lineage graph connecting source files, tool calls, and generated artifacts, and apply retention rules across the full chain. Browser automation needs special containment. Page text is untrusted input. Downloads require isolation. Network destinations need restrictions. The final state should be verified through an independent observation, not only through the agent's statement that it finished. Now let's look at new coding agent research. A recent preprint called A Jagged Frontier tests agents after applying code transformations intended to preserve the program's semantics. Examples include renaming identifiers, inserting dead code, and rewriting control flow. The researchers tested 2 agent scaffolds, 4 models and 54 task instances drawn from SWE Bench Verified and SWE Bench Pro. They report mean resolution rate declines of up to 6.7 percentage points in the most affected configurations. The transformations also increased effort. In tested configurations, step counts rose by as much as 9.9% and token cost by as much as 22.9%, even where success changed little. No model kept the same robustness ranking across both scaffolds. The simpler mini SWE agent scaffold was more robust overall than open code in this experiment. The sample is limited and the per instance confidence intervals are wide, so this is not a definitive model leaderboard. The practical idea is metamorphic testing. Create several equivalent versions of a task. Rename local symbols, reorder independent definitions, change harmless formatting, or substitute an equivalent control flow structure. Then verify that success, patch scope, cost, and safety behavior stay within a defined tolerance. If a model solves only the familiar surface form, the benchmark score overstates production reliability. Our final story is about privacy-preserving safety infrastructure. OpenAI is previewing private safety processing for eligible API customers using zero data retention. OpenAI says zero data retention prompts and responses are not retained after processing, are unavailable to its personnel, and are not used for training unless the customer opts in. The new design is intended to detect risky patterns across related interactions. That matters because misuse or an agent drifting beyond the user's intent may not be obvious from one request. In one design, content remains on infrastructure controlled by the customer. In another planned option, content is stored on OpenAI infrastructure, but encrypted with keys controlled by the customer. Automated systems process the content and return a narrow safety signal without exposing the prompts and responses to provider staff. This is an early preview, not a finished standard. OpenAI says a rollout and technical white paper are planned for September. Reviewers should ask which computation sees plain text, how keys are issued and revoked, what metadata leaves the protected boundary, how interactions are linked, how customers appeal false positives, and what proves deletion. There is also a documented exception. Images flagged as potential child sexual abuse material may be retained for legally required manual review and reporting, including in zero data retention deployments. That is why zero retention needs a precise technical scope, not a casual marketing interpretation. Across all 4 stories, the same pattern appears. Cyber users receive a defensive artifact rather than unrestricted model access. Coding agent work becomes a shared session with visible review. Agent platforms separate action, procedure, and files. Safety systems compute a narrow signal while attempting to keep underlying content inaccessible to provider personnel. Give the user or agent the minimum interface needed to achieve an authorized outcome, not every capability hidden behind it. The closing takeaway is simple. Evaluate the full interface, not only the underlying model. Test its credentials, context boundaries, output validators, approval path, retention behavior, and failure recovery. Two products powered by the same model can have completely different risk because their interfaces expose different authority. Now it is time for the quiz lightning round. Question 1. How does Anthropic limit exposure to Claude Mythos 5 in its defensive security workflow? Is it A, every user receives unrestricted model access? B, the service returns constrained findings and suggested patches without extending general Mythos access? C, Anthropic publishes all model weights? Or D, human review is disabled? The answer is B, Claude Security exposes defensive artifacts from Mythos scans while keeping general access to the cybercapable model restricted. Question 2. What is the central collaboration change introduced by Slack code? Is it A, agents work only in private direct messages? B, Slack membership replaces all repository permissions? C, coding agent sessions become shared project channels with plans, diffs, previews, steering, and approvals? Or D, people can no longer stop an agent? The answer is C, a code channel turns an isolated agent interaction into a visible teamwork object while retaining human review. Question 3. What do Anthropic's computer use, skills, and files API services control respectively? Is it a model size, training location, and benchmark score? B, actions, approved procedures, and durable task documents or outputs? C, billing, marketing, and hiring? Or D, only 3 prompt templates? The answer is B, separating action capability. Procedural knowledge and file state lets each layer be versioned, revoked, or expired independently. Question 4. What does the Jagged Frontier study suggest about coding agent robustness? Is it A, one model is always most robust regardless of scaffold? B, semantics preserving code changes never affect agents? C, robustness can vary with model and scaffold, while equivalent rewrites may increase failures or cost? Or D, only code formatting determines success? The answer is C, the reported rankings changed between scaffolds, and some equivalent transformations raised effort or reduced resolution. Question 5. What is OpenAI's private safety processing preview intended to combine? Is it A, cross-interaction safety signals with customer-controlled or customer-key encrypted content? B, permanent provider access to every customer prompt? C, public release of confidential conversations? Or D, removal of all safety monitoring? The answer is A, the design aims to detect risky patterns across related interactions without giving OpenAI personnel access to the underlying retained content. That concludes today's quiz lightning round. Constrain the interface. Separate the authority. Verify the artifact. Thanks for listening to the Code Mingle AI podcast.